I'm Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. And in this episode, we are going to go over the fact that on the Pat McAfee show, the head guy, right, Rodgers for the NFL, actually came on and said that they were proposing a deal to get 18-game season for the NFL. And today, Ryan Kelly, the center for the Indianapolis Colts, who happens to also be the vice president of the NFLPA, you know, the guy where players come to discuss what they how they feel, and then he represents him and the president of the NFLPA. They are the ones that negotiate with Roger Goodell and the NFL owners in these NFLPA, NFL contracts. And this is a situation where we're going to discuss exactly where the players and Ryan Kelly stand on the 18-game proposal. And, you know, what are the benefits? What are the negatives of something like this? But before we get into it, I have to remind everybody that BetOnline is your number one source for all your NBA finals and Stanley Cup finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today, get in on the action. Remember, use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. So, this subject was breached in a Colts media presser during OTAs today, and first thing that came out of his mouth. Let's hear from Ryan Kelly himself.
You're the NFLPA guy, then. The 18 games, does that ring a bell with you? You think, no freaking way.
Well, I think there's a reason that they're already putting it out there in the media, right? Start talking about it, next thing you know, it becomes people think that's going to happen. So, I mean, it's
going to happen.
I hope not. I mean, I don't think I'll be in the league for that, you know, that decision to come down. But, you know, I think you start looking at, you know, 16 was a lot for guys, and 17's even more, right? So it's a lot to take on your body. But this is a business, and they're about making money.
So what he's saying is basically, I mean, the NFL is all about making money, right? And the employees are the players, the coaches, the GMs. They all work for the NFL owners. And a lot of people think, you know, well, 18 games is 18 games. What's one more game on top of it? You got to remember back in the day, right? There was 12 games, and then 14, and then 16, now 17. Now Roger Goodell goes out and, you know, throws it out there on social media. Hey, you know, we're proposing an 18-game season here, maybe, you know, within the next 6 years or so. And they're doing that, as he said, to get it out on social media to try to push this out with fans, right? And Ryan Kelly's not overly happy about this. And fully understanding, we'll get into more, but you got to remember that, you know, the players want to play, they want to get paid as well, but they also take a lot during the season for, you know, basically when they play, they get their bodies beat up, you know. There's a lot to get into on this, especially when it comes to injuries and things of that nature. But you also got to remember there's also, you know, the effect on preseason, right? You take away a preseason game. Every time you add more games, it seems like another preseason game. And Ryan Kelly definitely steps in on that, you know, specific subject as well.
And a fun subject here. You know, the 18th game has been broached, right, by the commissioner and others.
No, really.
Yeah. I'm sure you had no idea.
Yeah.
Do you have any appetite for that?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. What, like, if, even under, are there any circumstances where that would be appealing to you at all?
No. I mean, yeah. I think it, if people understood how hard it was to play 16, then they took another one, right? And it's like, they get rid of preseason games. Well, okay, well, who's that going to hurt, right? The guys that don't have a shot, the guys that are the undrafted guys or late round guys that need to go out there and improve themselves, right? It's not, And I think that the fans see it as like they don't watch the preseason games. Well, they have no idea what goes on inside the building, right? So, 18 games sounds great when Roger's saying it on Pat McAfee podcast. But until you're the one going out there and putting the helmet on for 18 of those games, then come talk to me.
And then last.
So really, I mean, that is a legitimate concern, right? Those preseason games are utilized to kind of sift through and find diamonds, right? Whether they're late picks or undrafted free agents or something like that. And the more preseason games taken away, the less opportunities there are for those players to really shine. Now you could say, well, I mean, that's what training camp is for. But let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, training camp, playing against your own players over and over and over against the same types of systems, whether it's offensive or defensive, is not going to give you as much of a look at these players, these young players that you want to decide on whether or not you want to get them in, as a preseason game would, going up against, a team that, these guys have not practiced against, right? You absolutely know that there's been a ton of guys that have won their jobs because of preseason. And you can't say, well, that training camp isn't completely useful. It absolutely is. But how many training camp superheroes have there been in the NFL? I mean, as Colts fans, we all know, we can name probably 5 or 6 of them off the top of our heads in the last 10 years that we thought were going to come in and be really, really good or even superstars, and then ended up being trash. These preseason games sift through that, right? They help sift through who could be really good, who may not be as good and may not make the team. A lot of special teams players, especially, right? Guys that are trying to make the team via special teams, most of that's going to come on preseason because you're not going to get full-on action, full-on hitting a whole lot during training camp. I've been there. Generally there's not bring down to the ground tackling and things of that nature during training camp when it comes to special teams, punt and kick returns and things of that nature. So, we utilize preseason a lot in situations like that, and all that, taking away a preseason game so you can add a regular season game is just going to hurt the game in general and leave some guys out. As of late, a lot of special teams guys have been, pointed out as being, big time playmakers, can help legitimately solidify a game or two here and there, with their special play. And if you don't have these preseason games, it could absolutely hurt you. And you heard when he asked, are you for the 18 game? And Ryan Kelly was like, absolutely not. He was completely vehement about not wanting the 18 game season. But there is without question, everybody has their price, right? Everybody has their price when it comes to doing something they don't want to do. You could say you don't want to do something all you want, but if a specific dollar amount comes up, are you going to change your mind? Well, here's what Ryan Kelly has to say.
Just like, we went from 16 to 17, talking about 18. I mean, like, is there a line where it's like, all right, at some point, this is not smart?
I think it's up to every player to decide that, right? Right. If they said, hey, you guys get 70% of revenue and we'll take 30 as owners, I think a lot of guys would sign up for that, Be making $100 million playing quarterback, So I think everybody's got a line to draw in the sand and we'll see where that is.
And he's not wrong. He is not wrong. You add that 70, you say, hey, that 18th game or whatnot, or even the entire season, hey, let the players get 70% and 30% goes to the owners. A lot of players would be like, yeah, I'll play more games, right? It is absolutely true. However, there's a lot of people that still won't do that either because, look, I don't care. This is my personal opinion. Okay. Quality of life does not, money does equal quality of life to a point, but so does your physical health, right? If you have, a damaged brain due to playing, or, your leg is messed up, or arms or hands or whatever, and, you know, the rest of your life, you're living the rest of your life with a disability of some sort. To me, there's no amount of money that covers a disability of any sort, especially, you know, a mental disability from damage done in playing games. So, and the more games you play, it mounts even more as the season goes on, right? Every game after each one increases the amount of damage done to your body. No one, none of us NFL fans understands what it's like to be an NFL player. We could say, well, play for the money, you know, and go out there and don't be a baby. Well, look, we don't know what it's like. We don't know after every game, you know, how a player feels and how they're dealing with things. Okay. Yes, I've played football at a much lower level, and it hurt then, but I wasn't going up against professionals, you know, that were, you know, 10 times stronger, 10 times faster, you know, all that stuff, getting hit so hard that, you know, every injury that you have is not showing up on the injury report. You see all these injury reports and you're like, oh my, you know, there's all these guys have injuries. A lot of injuries ain't even listed on injury reports. We don't know about them. And even just seeing an injury on an injury report doesn't, you know, convey truly how that injury is affecting that person, right? Not just physically, but mentally as well. You know, every injury has that effect on a person, depending upon what type of injury, how long it keeps you out of the game. Everybody wants to be out there playing the football game, but the more games you play, the harder it is on your body. And you're like, well, just give an extra, you know, week of an extra bye week. That 1 week isn't going to matter. I really don't think an extra bye week is going to matter because of already the amount of damage being done to the body with 17 games. Now, Ryan's right. You know, I mean, my goodness, there's a lot of, like I said, Ryan is representing the players. So the players come up to him and say, hey, you know, they're going to get 50-50, 60, 70%, you know, revenue to the players. I mean, it's going to double my paycheck. Yeah, let's do this. Then he's going to, you know, he'll vote for it. Even if he don't want to, you know, he has to represent the players. He's part of that. And that's something that'll be interesting to look over. Now, obviously, Roger Goodell did say, you know, maybe 6 years from now, he put it out here early on just to get a feel and plant that seed in fans' minds for the next few years. You know, Kelly went on to say, you know, I probably won't even be in the league in 6 years, you know, but that doesn't mean that he ain't going to care. So, you know, once you've ever been a player in the NFL, then absolutely you give a crap about how the players are treated. For me, I'm always going to side with a player. Always. 100%. I don't care that, you know, they make millions and millions and millions of dollars to play a game. It's a dangerous game. All right. And it's their job and they do the best they can. But at the same time, like I said, you know, quality of life and how you have to, you know, if your body is beat up and you know, you can't go out and take your, you know, daughter, you know, for a walk or go to the park or something with her because of the injuries that you have sustained, you know, or, you know, pick up your baby and, you know, kind of, you know, hold them like this because your hands are so messed up that you can't, you know, hold your own child or, you know, things of that nature. It's not worth the money, in my opinion. It just isn't. But again, it's not me. It's on the players and how they feel about it. And with Ryan Kelly, obviously being, like I said earlier, incredibly vehement about not wanting 18 games, I don't think it's going to happen while he's part of the NFLPA, unless it's an overwhelming majority by the players. I'd love to know your guys' thoughts on this specific subject, right? Let me know in the comments how your thoughts on how the NFL is going about, you know, just dropping it out here for fans and stuff years in advance to try to seed their minds into wanting 18 games. Your thoughts on the NFL players being forced maybe to play 18 games? And what do you think the compensation should be? You know, if something like that happened, what should the NFL players get? Ryan Kelly talked about he'd love that for the NFL players currently to have, you know, lifetime coverage, you know, health coverage. But there he said that there's not an insurance company out there that will do that, right? But when you play a game like this, that where the symptoms may not even show up for years after you're done playing, and that's why insurance companies won't pick something like that up, right? And that's difficult. So we'll see how this works. I don't know. Like I said, I'm always going to side with players in this situation on their welfare, and that kind of thing. But yeah, leave your thoughts in the comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, please smash that like button, hit subscribe, tag notifications so that you're notified next time I go live. Sorry, it's been a minute. Been dealing with that upper respiratory infection, came back around, couldn't talk. I'm just now getting over it. My voice probably still has a little bit of that still in it, but I'm feeling a little bit better. Thought I'd get my thoughts out on this 18-game proposal and Ryan Kelly addressing it. So until next time, I appreciate each and every one of you. This was Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. And as usual, go Colts.
Do you believe?